You're listening to Behind the Blueprint.
I stepped out of my house after a week. Can't say that I liked it. It was overwhelming for me to be out in the open after so long. This fraction of light could not pull out the darkness from inside me. Girl, go somewhere. Do something different. Think about the tangible components of love. You need to do something because, child, this ain't it. This ain't it. I hauled myself to the park in hope of some solitude and peace. I wasn't in the mood to be around a yard of people. I mean, I despise going to the parks. They are always too boisterous, and being around a bunch of people makes me feel claustrophobic. But anyways, it was deserted and the air was fresh and unscathed by any other human. Perfect! This is exactly what I needed, to breathe fresh air and not be bothered by a soul. But I want to, though. I want to be seen, thought of, or cared for. So I took a deep breath and inhaled as much as I could before my loneliness polluted it. I've heard people say, always look up to the sky, whether you are sad or happy. Never forget to look up and feel how blessed you are to be alive. I did the exact thing in the hope that I would feel the same, alive. I looked up. Yes, it was beautiful. It was blue, not the dreary blue, but enchanting blue, which is pleasing to look at. And it was terrifyingly clear that I could see my reflection in that. And my reflection was the last thing I wanted to see. It scared me that almost for a second, it felt like the sky would come down crashing on me. I abruptly turned away and closed my eyes. I do exist, but it is unknown. Even to me, I exist silently out here, but loudly up in my head. What kind of existence is that, girl? What name do I give this kind of living? I sat there under that blue giant orb on this beautiful day. Yes, a beautiful day in my desolate life. I listened to the loud beatings of my heart. I wanted to ask, what is it like to let love be a lifter for me? I wanted to share a thought on my mind lately, the transformative power of love as a lifter in our lives. In a world often filled with challenges, uncertainties, and moments of doubt, love serves as a beacon of hope and a lifeline that uplifts us during our darkest hours. Whether it's the love of family, friends, or a significant other, the warmth and support we receive from those we hold dear can lift our spirits, renew our strength, and inspire us to keep moving forward, even when the journey seems daunting. Love infuses our lives with purpose and meaning, reminding us of our inherent worth and the beauty that resides within us. It gives us the courage to face our fears, the resilience to overcome obstacles, and the capacity to embrace life's joys with open arms. As we navigate the ups and downs of life's journeys, let us cherish the love that surrounds us and recognize its power to heal, comfort, and empower us to become the best versions of ourselves. Let us also strive to be love lifters in the lives of others, offering kindness, compassion, and support whenever and wherever it is needed. In the words of Maya Angelou, love recognizes no barriers. It jumps hurdles, leaps fences, penetrates walls to arrive at its destination full of hope. May we all be guided by the boundless love that resides within us, and let it be the lifter that carries us through life's challenges and triumphs. With love and gratitude, I love you. Keep your head lifted.